Okay, we'll reconvene back into open session. Mr. Crawford, would you please lead us in the pledge? Okay, there are no announcements out of closed session. I'll turn it over to our student representative to the board, a member.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
I will be starting with the Marysville High School October board report. September was a successful month of events. Many clubs participated and benefited from our Club Rush event. Our fashion show successfully advertised the clothes available in the student store, and the Link Crew scavenger hunt was a lot of fun. The staff ran games were also an attraction as lunchtime activities, and a lot of people came to support our girls at the Pack the House volleyball games. This month, we had our fall homecoming. There wasn't a dance this year, as we have decided to put on a winter ball in between homecoming seasons instead. With this change, we still had our regular homecoming activities. The week of homecoming, we had a dress-up day that correlated to our homecoming theme of game night. The days were as follows. Monopoly Monday, students wore fancy attire. Guess Who Tuesday, students dressed up as game characters from both board and video games. Connect Four Wednesday, students wore matching outfits in groups of four or more. Scrabble Thursday, students were instructed to wear a large letter on their shirt. Game Night Friday. Students wore black and orange as they do every Friday to boost school spirit before our homecoming football game. As an off-campus activity, students participated in the class float build competition. Students were given equal amounts of time to build a float on an off-campus location. The floats were then judged in a competition for a prize. We also continued the tradition of homecoming by parading them through East Marysville. Finally, to close the month, there is another Link Crew event. Link leaders will create invitations for their Link Crew, telling them about the trick-or-treat activity at lunch. Link leaders will choose a classroom to decorate and then pass out candy from that classroom to Link Crew kids that are participating in the trick-or-treat event. This event will continue to help the freshmen learn specific classrooms and get them excited for the spooky holiday that will be celebrated that night. Next, I will be reading the Marysville Charter Academy for the Arts School Report. MCAA will be having a Halloween dance on Friday, October 27th from 7 to 10 p.m. in the MHS cafeteria, which is hosted by the senior class. The senior class will also be selling boograms this week, which will consist of Halloween-themed pencils, erasers, stickers, and other stationery items. We will be having Spirit Week this week to get ready for the dance. Wednesday is Pink Day in support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Thursday is Pajama Day, and Friday is Zombie Day. MCAA's SWAT team, which stands for Students Who Are There, will be organizing MCAA's second SWAT Olympics this week, in which games will be played during lunch for Red Ribbon Week. Along with that, the SWAT team will be having a Plant the Promise event this Thursday during lunch. This is where students plant a tulip bulb in the planters we have around our school campus and sign their name on a poster promising to be drug-free. On October 31st, we will be having a Halloween costume contest during lunch. MCAA's Excel Club, which is a high school chapter of the National Exchange Club, will be volunteering at the Sick Parade on November 5th, as well as the Veterans Day Parade. Excel Club will also be organizing a toy drive and a clothing drive for the less fortunate members of our community in the months to come. The Fashion Club had a representative from FITM come to a presentation on their college today. FITM stands for Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising, and it is located in San Francisco. The Athletic Club is organizing a volleyball tournament for all students, and our newest club is WOW, which stands for Women of Wonder. This past weekend, the MCAA Advanced Drama Department performed William Shakespeare's comedy, Much Ado About Nothing, at our outdoor stage. This production went very successfully. On October 25th, the MCAA Strings Department will be performing at River Valley High School. On October 30th, the MCAA Strings and Choir Departments will be performing during lunch. Lastly, on October 31st, the MCAA Dance Department will be performing its annual dance to the Halloween festive song Thriller. Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll move on to our school report, Kynoch School.
Thank you. Oh! Wow! Woo. Okay. So what I was saying was, I really am enjoying serving in this district. You have a great district. You have, as proven by your longevity ceremony that we just had, you have people that come here and they stay for a very long period of time, and there's a reason for that. I think that employees here feel valued and appreciated, and you have a great group of people working for you. You have a great superintendent who understands what it's like to be a principal, which is very important. You have a great HR guy who's got a great sense of humor, although it's a little weird sometimes. But he's pretty cool. Anyway, now let me continue and talk about Kynoch. He'll get me later, I know it. Kynoch is a great school, and I can't say enough about the staff there and the hard work that they put in every single day to make sure that our students have the highest quality education that we can give them. We've started with our PLC work, and that's continued. We're in our second year of that. Teachers are moving forward with that process, and they're doing so in a very professional way. We also have some things that we have started this year. We're focusing more on our student attendance because we need to get that up, as you know. We're also focusing on student behaviors and making sure that we give students a lot of opportunities to make positive choices, as opposed to making those negative choices, because I'd much rather be proactive than have to be reactive, and we're trying to get our suspension rates down and all those things. So we're working really hard, and I think you'd be very, very proud any day you come on campus and see the great work that the staff is doing for our kids there. And you're all welcome anytime you want to come by and just check it out. I have a video for you to show you, just giving you an overview of the things that are going on at Kynoch, and then if you have any questions afterwards, I'd be happy to answer any that you may have.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do you have any questions that I could field? Any questions at all? Yes, I have wonderful staff members here. Mr. Pantoja is our assistant principal. He's here with us. Stacy Anthony is a third grade teacher. She's here with us. And we have Sandy McQuay, who is our cafeteria manager extraordinaire. Oh, my.
No All questions right. or comments. Thank you, Angela.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any comments from board members? Mr. Ellison?
You know, in the past few weeks, we've seen a lot of negative things going on up in the hills. And I just want to say that I know there's a turnaround because I saw a picture of Ramiro as a freshman in high school. And that just made my day.
Mr. Rasmussen?
No comment.
Mr. Fleury?
We went to the Hall of Fame, some of us to the Hall of Fame dinner at Marysville High. And at that dinner, which was put on by the Bright Club.
And there shall be sound. Jeff's brother was honored for the baseball team, or the football team. Randy was honored for the football team and actually was the spokesperson at that. And also another one of our board members was honored as Woman of the Year by Congressman Garamendi for her work in the community and her work with the foster kids. And it's amazing to see the volunteers that work in these schools. We have a lot of volunteers, and they work very hard. The Pride Dinner, it's interesting that two of the people that work on it don't even have kids in that school anymore, and they're still involved in Pride, and you'd have to see it to see what an amazing event was. We had our finals for the singing contest on last Saturday night, and we had South Lyndhurst helped us put it together. It takes hours to make that work. We had one boy by the name of Angel, and then the custodial department. Her name was Angel also, and the Lions Club said, these people are angels. They really saved us as we went through this. We've done it for 6 years, and the custodian was there was above and beyond any that we've ever had there. And they wanted me to make sure to let her boss know what a great help she was. And that's what it is when a lot of these people are volunteering now. We had normally helped at Olive First, and he said this year we didn't need the Lions Club. We have 71 volunteers from South Lyndhurst. David Jones has just got that school. These kids are volunteering right and left. And that's part of an education. We have to let the importance of community service. So that was what I have.
Mr. Crawford.
I sort of had mixed emotions tonight. Mr. Carrion, just everyone had an excellent longevity award ceremony. And I can remember when I ran for office 2 terms ago. And I asked Glenn Harris, my best buddy, I said, Glenn, what am I going to like the most? And he goes, hey, this is the night, longevity night. You get to see all everybody honored. And I kind of can see why now. And I just brought in an emotion that I hadn't had in a while. And this was the first time we had longevity night without him, and I just wanted to thank my buddy. That'd be it. Thank you.
Ms. Scott.
I would just like to say that I was very excited to see the number of staff that we have from the 5 year to the 40 year. The 40 year sort of took me back a little bit, and I thought, wow, how wonderful to have a person so dedicated, so willing to come and serve on such a at a wonderful school. So I was very excited about that. And I would just like to say to you all, we're few in number out there, and I look at you and you're smiling, and we're smiling back at you. And thank you so very much for coming out to be a part. I say thank you to you all.
Mr. Davis? Okay, and going back to the the dinner the other night, the award ceremony. The Marysville High School kids were amazing. They did a great job serving everybody. Congratulations, Mr. Rasmussen. You did a great job up there. You guys were one of the best football teams in the area and probably ever will be. I can remember that from being a little kid, so. Yeah. Well, I wasn't that little, but I remember coming and watching you guys play, and you seemed so much bigger than me at the time. Oh, sorry, Randy, that didn't come out the way I meant. Okay, moving right along. Opportunity for employee organizations to address the board, Marysville Unified Teachers Association, Operating Engineers Local Union 3, CSEA 326-648, Association of Management and Confidential Employees Supervisory Unit, nobody. Public comments, I have one public comment card, Ms. Stacy Anthony.
Good evening, my name is Stacy Anthony. I teach at third grade school. Whoop. I usually try to stay out of the political stuff because I'm on a school board in Gridley, and so I know how this works, I know the process, but there's something that's been eating at me the past few years, and I thought I would like to bring it in front of the board to make you aware of it. And it's a STARS program, the After School STARS program. I believe it's a wonderful program. They're doing great things for our students, providing them help with their homework, activities for after school. But I have some concerns, and the concerns are what bring me here today. Many parents who work are unable to come to the sign up where you have to. Some parents are there at 3 o'clock in the morning, sitting and waiting in line because it's a first come first serve to get into the STARS program. So many parents who work cannot do that. And I feel that we're doing those parents who are working a disservice. It's limited to 81 students. Kynoch currently has 721 kids on our site right now. That's 11% of our children get to be in the STARS program. Many parents use it as a babysitting tool instead of getting the kids the extra help. There are kids who come to school before 8 o'clock in the morning and don't leave until 6 o'clock at night, and that makes me sad. A few weeks ago, I had some parents come to me after school and talk to me about a student, and we were talking, and the parent said, okay, we're leaving now, and the little boy asked, can I go with you? And they're like, no, you need to go to STARS. We'll be back at 6 to pick you up. And he started bawling, I want to go with you. And I thought, okay, here's two parents who are not working right now, who are using this as a babysitting service, making this little boy, they came, talked to me, they could have so easily taken him back, and they didn't. And I've seen this over the past several years happening to students, and it makes me sad. So if there's some, I don't know the answer to it, but if there is some way that we can make it so it's not a babysitting service, so the kids are getting help with homework, so those parents who are working can have that extra help that they need that aren't home between 2 and 6 o'clock at night. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I wish I did know the answer. Something to think about, though. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Stacy. Superintendent's report, Dr. Todd.
Just as a brief follow-up to that comment about the STARS after-school program, it is a grant-funded program, and there are regulations and stipulations as to the hours of operation and the way that you recruit folks to be a part of that. And certainly, we would love the program to be larger. Unfortunately, we are limited by the dollars that we receive. So having said that, I will move on to, it's not any better than what I just said, but it's about the fire victims. And Mr. Fleury did call my office and ask about how many. And I think we've all wondered. We've heard the reports from the very beginning when the fire first broke out that Foothill Intermediate was burnt to the ground, and Loma Rica was gone, and things were just running amok with rumors. And we all know the numbers could be much higher. I did go take a look this weekend, and it is unbelievable to see how that fire jumped around and the utter devastation to the families that were caught in the fire. But currently, having surveyed the sites, we have 4 employees who lost their homes, one at Browns Valley, one at Dobbins, and 2 at Linda School. And we have 34 students who lost their homes, 4 at Browns Valley, 1 at Kynock, 14 at Loma Rica, 5 at Foothill, 10 at Marysville High. And so our community is incredibly giving. We have a group, actually it's a quilting group from Grass Valley who called, and they want to make quilts to be delivered during the month of November to all of the families that lost everything in the fires. The outreach has been incredible. That's just the community we live in, and it's these horrible experiences that bring out the very best in people. And so we're trying to help as much as we can as a district. We have a number of homeless students that were also affected by the fires. It did not care whose home it took. It just jumped and ran, the fire did. There's a PVC fence going up Loma Rica Road, and to me that was the most dramatic thing, was to see how it's just laid over based on the wind and the intense heat from the fire. So our hearts do go out to those folks, and we'll continue our outreach as well. On a happy note for Kathleen and David, they will not be required to sit at that desk starting next board meeting, but we've enjoyed having you here. Tony, your stay has been extended, and no, actually, Tony Veneer regularly attends our meetings when there are items on the agenda. and so I'll be putting her on the permanent list. But thank you for attending Cabinet. Thank you for coming to the board meetings. Your input has been greatly appreciated, and your insights as to what's going on at your sites as well. So thank you. Thank you for all you do. And that's my report for this evening.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Todd. Move on to approval of minutes. Minutes from the regular board meeting of 10-10-17. If there are no additions or deletions, is there a motion?
Motion approved.
Is there a second? Motion by Mr. Crawford, seconded by Mr. Ellison. All those in favor?
Aye.
7 yes. Consent agenda. Does anybody want anything pulled on the consent? If not, is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Davis. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fleury. All those in favor?
Aye.
7 yes. New business. We have one item under new business, child development resolution 2017-1808.
Hi, good evening. The board agenda item that I have for you today is just an amendment to our current contracts that will increase the funds that we receive from the Department of Education, $218,000 for our preschool contract and an additional $25,000 for our school age program. And we will use those funds to enhance our current program and also look to expand services. And just as a side note, as we're talking about Kynock, we do have a school age program there that we use our CCTR dollars, and it's designed for parents who are working. So we build a schedule of childcare around what their needs are in the community. So we're excited about these funds. We'll work to put some pieces in place, and these are ongoing funds that we've got effective this last month.
That's exciting news. Thank you, Kathy.
Yes.
Are there any questions? If not, is there a motion? Motion by Mr. Ellison. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fleury. All those in favor?
Aye.
7 yes. That was the last item on the agenda, and Mr. Fleury would like to close the meeting in honor of somebody.
We lost a long time
maintenance worker last week, and his funeral was attended by a lot of the maintenance workers and a former district person. It was Virgil Hammond. He talked about when the people there talked about when he had gone to Marysville High, and the story they told was when Miss Jabert, which this building is named out over here, was principal, and at that time, you didn't cut school, you got caught. So they called in, they were gonna go fishing to the dredgers, and they were gonna go fishing, so they said, we'll call Miss Jabert, who was known for being tough. And he got on there and said, Virgil is gonna go fishing. And Miss Jabert said, who is this? So he said, I'm his dad. So, and it was nice to see all the maintenance workers. You can see the ravage of time as it, some of them really are having struggling as they're getting older.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Fleury. The meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.